Are in the middle of the sugya relating to inyanim of good asik in connection to sukkah, and we have first we had the case of Amud, where Abai and Rava argue whether you can say good asik and be machshir on the Amud based on the edges of the Amud going up, and Rava taina tabaya beina mechitzos nikaros. Beleka, we had two different ways to understand that, whether it's a specific din, Gabi Sukkah, because you need a Dofen Mamish, you need Kein Dira, or whether it's Alach and Good Asik, as we saw, that you don't see Good Asik, the Mechitza has no Toch, it's a weaker type of Mechitza, such a Mechitza you don't pull up. That was the first Chelk of the Sukkah. Then we had a Braisa, quoting a Machlokes, between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim. If a person sets up four poles and put schach over it, Rabbi Yaakov is machshir, the Chachamim say it's no good. So we have a machokis of Huna of Nachman, what is the case that these Tanoim are arguing about? That Rabbi Yaakov is machshir based on good asik, and the Chachamim poskin, so that's what Rav Huna is going to say. Rav Huna says a machokis is specifically about a good asik. In other words, sfas hagag, you put the poles on the edge of the roof, and Rav Yaakov says, good asik, so I can take the machitzas of the house and pull it up, and I have machitzas for the sukkah. The Rabbanon say, for some reason, lo armin good asik machitzta. Rachok is whether you say good asik in the case of Sfas Agag. Rav Huna goes on, if it were be'emsa agag, then there's no basis to pasel, to be machshir. Pashtus, that would mean, because even if you're going to bring the walls up, but the walls are too far away from the actual sukkah, so it's not going to help you. So good asik can only help you if it's on sfas hagag. What exactly, and this is Rav Huna's position. So what exactly is this machlokas between Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim by sfas hagag? L'chora good asik is a rule that we know. We say good asik, so what's the pshat in the Chachamim? So here we spelled out yesterday pshat, l'chora, according to Rashi, according to the Mahalach that we presented with the Ritva and the Ran, and we said Rashi l'chora is also that way. So the issue of Rava that we brought in before, why can't you say good asik by the Amud? Because by Sukkah you need mamish machitzos nikaros. So seemingly that issue should be present over here too. The sfas hagag, so you only have machitzos below by the house, but you don't have anything connected to what you want to have for the Sukkah. So we understand very well the Chachamim, what's the pshat in Rav Yaakov, and again, Rav L'chora is not taking sides in the Machlokes Tanayim. So we brought in what Tosis mentions further, Behemshach HaGemara, that Sfas HaGag, everybody could agree. Now we're saying Rav Yaakov, only Rav Yaakov is Machshir, but why would Sfas HaGag be better than Amud? Tosis responds by saying Sfas HaGag is considered to be Mechitzos Nikaros, because Nikaros Babayis. Because of Nikaros Babayis, so we explained yesterday, what is it that you refer to when you say, I have Tfanos here? So if it's just a case of Amud, the only thing you could say is, I'm referring to the imaginary wall that the Amud is pulling up from the Amud, but I don't see Mechitzos before either, below either. Elamai, I imagine that the last layer of the Amud, that those are Mechitzos. So it's just about the, you know, the halachic Mechitzos, but it's really not Nikar at all. Here, I have machitzos below. It's those machitzos that I bring up, so I can always point to those and say, that's the sukkah's walls. That's better. The svara that you'd have to say, if in fact sfas hagag is better, so then that would be the svara. Could be Rav Huna holds that Rabban disagree with the svara. It's not a simple svara. Rabbanan dismissed good asik because of the same concern that sukkah needs real walls. That would be one way to understand the machokis. That would be al pi darko shel the Ritva and the Ran that we had earlier with Rava. The other mahalach that we had in Rava, that what did Rava tell Abaye? Not a problem in sukkah, a problem in good asik. The good asik, you can't say good asik if the machitzos are weak machitzos, they don't have a toch, there's no open area opposite, that I can't pull up. That's specifically a problem by Amud. So over here, that problem doesn't exist. So what exactly is the basis for the Chachamim? Rav Yaakov makes perfect sense, and Rav Huna says that the Chacham disagree. What's the basis for the Machokas? So Rav Avraham presents a new pshat. This is not the issue of before. This is not what he said Pshat and Rava before. You can't bring Rava into this issue. And you can't put what we're going to say now into Rava either. In other words, in both directions. Lo Nagi Klau Zebazet. The two parts of the sugya are not related. Rava's concern with what we said before, that you have to have a machitza with a toch in order to say good asik. That was the issue before. That does not exist over here. What's the problem over here? A new svar. A new halach in good asik that the chachamim hold. Namely, that the only time it's a good asik is if the machitza goes a little bit into the new rishus. It's not a full 10. It's not a full 10 fachim that you wouldn't need to get asik. You have your 10 fachim already. But you have to have some connection to the new rishus. It goes in a little bit, then I allow it to say good asik. But if it doesn't extend even a bit into the new rishus, that's the shita chachamim. A new klal good asik, different than Rava. Rava was talking about the problem that it's a mechitza b'kedi. Why do you need Rava's reason? How you have this problem according to chachamim we discussed? Simple answer would be that let's say the amud had a little bit of something sticking up. That was the issue of Rava. Don't make Rava's issue this issue, says Rava Rama Nahar, because then you're putting Rava right into the issue over here, and Rava did not take sides. He says it doesn't, you can't link the two issues. So therefore we have two different Gemaras. This is according to Rava Rama Nahar. These are two ways to understand the Machokis Asfas Hagag, and this is what Rav Huna says, that the machokis is only asfas agag. However, be'emsa agag, everybody agrees it's pasul. In other words, what would have been the issue by emsa agag? There'd be a new svara. It could be machshi. Good asik doesn't hold over there. It's not going to help you. But what would be the basis by be'emsa agag? There's a notion called diyumdin. Diyumdin is something that you find at the beginning of the second parak in the Erevin, Daf Yitzayin, quoted here in the Gemara later on Daf Zayin in the base, the Rashi on the top of the Amud. We'll see more about it when we read the Hemshach HaGemara. Pase Biros, you have a situation where you have four corners, you have the beginnings of Mechitzas. On each corner, it extends out an Amma, and it says that they used to allow this for Oli Regolim, if you had to take out water for the Oli Regolim, for the animals, so it's considered not to be a violation of Hotzah, because this area is viewed as being enclosed. There's Omeid Meruba Laparotz, I mean, you have a little bit over here at each corner, extending out, but the vast area in between one quarter and the other and what extends out of each corner is open. So that's apparently a unique halacha. Tosis explains in Erevin, it's like you view everything in between like a Chesuras HaPesach. The Ritva says it's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that this works. The Chazal didn't want it to work just like that. They said only four Olei Regalim were going to allow it. But Lamaisa, that's a unique halacha of the Yumdin. Question is, how does that apply to Sukkah, and does it apply at all to Sukkah? So that would be conceivably the issue by Emsa Agag. If you were to argue that say there's a Shita that's Machshir, the Emsa Agag, it would have to be based on the principle of Diyumdin, that we can apply that concept to Sukkah as well. But Rav Huna says nothing doing. It can't be anyone that holds such an idea. Rav Nachman takes issue with Rav Huna. Rav Nachman says, indeed, the machokis, there is a machokis, the emsa agag, which means, again, we'll have to see what this machokis is about, but there is a Rav Yaakov that says that we can use the principle of diyumdin that applies by Shabbos, and we can allow that to be by Sukkah, and what would it mean by Sukkah? As we'll see by Hemshach HaGemara, how much has to be able to potentially be carved out of each pole, the mound that would allow for a tefach to extend in each direction. That's not the amount that's said by Shabbos. You have to see how it correlates with Shabbos. That's coming up in the next piece of Gemara. But Rav Yaakov is allowing for the notion of diyumdin by Sukkah, and the shir will be a tefach. If it would extend a tefach ukan. The Chachamim disagree. This is Rav Nachman. So Rav Huna couldn't imagine anyone being machshir of the emsa agag, and Rav Nachman says, indeed, there's a machokis the emsa agag. The Gemara now clears a shayla. Ibayiluhu. And we read it inside yesterday. We're just going over it outside. When Rav Nachman says that this machokis be'emsa agag, what does that mean? He clearly is arguing Rav Huna in that regard. But would Rav Nachman mean that by sfas agag, it's kasher l'kulei alma? In other words, there's no one that takes issue with the good asik. There is no machokis. Machokis is only be'emsa agag, whether I can be machshir sukkah based on the diyumdin idea. But Sfasagar, it would be good Asik or Kuli Alma. Or should we say the Machokis is in both cases? Machokis is that the Chachamim disagree by Sfasagar, they disagree by Emsagar, and Rabbi Yaakov is Machshi in both cases. And that would be a Machokis across the board. The Gemara says Teiku. That's as we have in our Gemara Teiku. So we don't know. So let's imagine. So where should this leave us on this issue? Where should it leave us? If you read the Gemara as we have it, where should we be paskening? Very important to know, because we pasken, of course, like the Chachamim and not like Rav Yaakov. If the Chachamim argue only the Emsagag, Sfasagag is kashus, and we hold it's kashus. If the Chacham argue in both cases, then we have to paskin that it's not going to work on Sfasagag. It's a major machokas we've shown him based on this Gemara, what should we hold the halach? So we'll soon see inside in the Rambam and the Rishonim. The Gemara goes on and quotes another Braisa that brings a case of Kundisin Ba'aretz. Now we have a machokas Ba'aretz. Now obviously you can't have any situation of good asik if you're dealing with the ground. There's no machitzas below. It's obviously going to be parallel to the case of what? Of Emsagag. And he stated here as a machokas Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim. So here the Gemara uses this Raisa as a refutation of Rav Huna. Rav Huna timed this that there's no one who would hold. Rav Yaakov could not be machshir where the Emsagag, nobody. Rav Yaakov could not allow for the notion of Diyumdin to work by Sukkah based on the Tefach. How Tefach can be. And here you have four poles, Ala Aret, Yaakov Machshir. So clearly, Tiyuf the Rav Huna. Frek the Gemara, a second kasha. Let's get Rav Huna twice. Not enough that we refuted him on what he said, that the Emsagag, Kuyama, agreed that's puzzle. That's clearly not true. Yaakov is Machshir. But let's also point out that if the Braisa chose a case of the Emsagag, so that would imply that Sfas Hagag, everyone holds kashim. Because the Braisa chose to talk about the case of Aretz. So why wouldn't it mention the case of Sfas Hagag? It must be. Everybody agrees it's kashim. Which was one of the sides of the Shaila that we had within Rav Nachman. But that l'chor would be a second kashan Rav Huna. Le'emet after Yuta Rav Huna betarti, a second, Daniel. Because Rav Huna tainted Sfas Hagag is where they argue. So not only is he wrong that he thought everyone agrees pasul by Emsagag, he's also wrong that he thought they argue on Sfasagag, and here the Gemara is mash medayik, that's mash medayik, all agree by Sfasagag. So the Gemara says, no, that much is not a tiyufta. The second point could be, lav dafka, in other words, be'etzem the machokis is even going to be where? Even on Sfasagag. So why is the Braisa talk about the case of Arch, which is be'emsagag? L'diyacha kocho de Rav Yaakov. That Rav Yaakov is machshi even be'emsagag. Now this Lana Gemara needs to be thought about. We weren't omit on it quite as clearly yesterday. What does this mean, kocho de Rav Yaakov? That Rav Yaakov has a chidush that you would not have gone as far as Rav Yaakov, and he was machshi even where? Even be'emsagag, the case of Arts. But really, he's also machshi in the other case. Question is, what is this kocho de Rav Yaakov? In other words, it's a bigger chidush in the case of Emsagag. Why is it a bigger chidush? Chora, what we're dealing with here is a question of diyumdin, whether we can be machshir sukkah based on diyumdin. That's the Emsagag. The issue of Sfasagag is an issue relating to what principle? Good asik. Chora, lo kara, pashtus, they say, lo kara zelzel, what's the shaykhus? The machokis of good asik, whatever the machokis is going to be, whether it's a good asik, the different pshatin that we had. And that's Sfasagag and Machokas Badiumdin. We don't know much about Diumdin. We don't know. We have to see for tomorrow. I'm just laying the groundwork for this issue. But at first glance, not knowing what it's about, but it doesn't seem to be the same issue as the issue of good asik. This is two separate considerations. And yet in the Gemara you see otherwise. The Gemara is mashma. This is what we could expect from the Gemara. That if you'd be machshir as Sfasagag, you wouldn't necessarily know to be machshir the emsagag. And apparently, the other way would mean, if I'm machshir be emsagag, right, then it would seem more obvious that a machshir asasaga. In other words, what's a bigger chiddush, the yumdin or gurasi? What's a bigger chiddush? Right. So what's a bigger chiddush? To say the yumdin. If I say the yumdin, it would seem that I certainly would want to say gurasi. That would be one way to read the Gemara. If you go back to the earlier part of the Gemara, where it says it's mashma that they're speaking, that they're arguing only be'emsa agag, but asfas agag, everyone would agree what? Kasha. Why say that? Why not say asfas agag, everyone would agree hasa? Oh, see, no, you can't say that because you can mashma because of Diyumdin. Diyumdin could work in every case. Yeah, but Diyumdin has it tonight, it has to be carvable how much tefach for each side. Short of that, There's no yumdin that's going to work for you, but gadasik should work then too, because of the mechitzas habayis. So in terms of gadasik, for all I know, maybe it's worse, maybe it's possible. But the Gemara didn't suggest. The Gemara says it's asfas beemzagagu de prigi, avol asfas agag kuliyama. It seems would be saying kasher leemat hefti tiyufte dravuna betarti. Maybe asfas agag would agree possible based on gadasik. This is really running through Rabbi Akiva Eger's premise when he had a kasha as follows. The Kibbeh came with the following question. So the Gemara saves Rav Huna on the second count. But the Gemara says, no, Rav Huna is still refuted on two counts. Right? Number one, he's refuted that he wanted to say that there's no machokes at all, the emtza agag, and here you see there is machokes on the aretz, which is emtza agag, that's one. Then there's another point. Because what did Rav Huna say? Where are they arguing? Asfas agag. And what are they arguing about? About Gurasi. That means that Rav Yaakov is machshir because of Gurasi. Nacham say no Gurasi. But now that we see that they're arguing b'emtza agag, and what is Rav Yaakov's basis to be machshir? Based on diyumdin. And if they're arguing also asfas agag, so the Chacham obviously don't accept Gurasi. For whatever the reason. And Rav Yaakov is machshir also there. So what are your choices? Why is Rav Yaakov machshir? Either for the same reason, because of Yumdin, works wherever it is, or he argues because of Gurasi. But why make a new machokes if you don't have to? The Chachamim don't accept Gurasi for whatever reason, so Mistam Rav Yaakov also doesn't accept it. Elamai Rav Yaakov has Yumdin, so therefore Yumdin works all the time. You need a tefach. Tefchukan, each corner. So then Rav Huna is again rebutted on a second count, because Rav Huna wanted there to be a machokes, meaning that the Rav Yaakov is machshir as fasagak based on good asik. You don't need a tefchukan. And now we see that if Rav Yaakov is and what led Rav Huna to say that to such a sheet of Rav Yaakov based on Gurasik, because he couldn't conceive of anything else like Diyumdin to work. But now that I see that there is a Diyumdin notion that's working by the emphasis, so Mistama, that's what's going to push Rav Yaakov to say Kasher in the other case too. Why create a new Machlokes if you don't have to? So then what did the Gemara gain by saying, well, you know, they're arguing in both cases, and it's just Rabdafka, and Rav Huna is not refuted twice, but he's still refuted twice. Because if they're arguing in both cases, then there's a second machlokes on the second issue, if you can just tell me that Rav Yaakov is machshir for the same reason. Now, the way to approach this kasha, obviously, we don't know enough about Yumdin now, but the way to approach this kasha to resolve it is to say no. Because if I'm going to hold the Yumdin, then what am I for sure going to hold? Good. Understand just the outline of how to respond to Rav Yaakov's kasha. In other words, it's not that you can separate it in that way. Apparently, if I hold the yumdin, which is a bigger chiddush, we don't know why there's a shaychus right now. We have to wait and see the next part of the sugya. But it would seem to respond to Rav Yaakov's kasha, and that's what the Gemara says, go diachad kochad Rav Yaakov, that good asik is more easy to say than the yumdin. If it's Rav Yaakov is based on Diyumdin across the board, what's Kochad Rav Yaakov? It's the same halacha. It's not Kochad Rav Yaakov. Say Diyumdin here, say Diyumdin there. It's the same Diyumdin, same halacha. By saying Odiyachad Kochad Rav Yaakov, it would sound like, well, this case is a case of good asik. But good, saying good asik is easier. But saying diyumdin is a bigger chidush. That's why the Gemara says, that he even goes with diyumdin. But if he goes with diyumdin, he also goes with good asik, which means that in the case that good asik would be possible, it would work based on good asik. Again, and that would be, again, the way to approach it with Kiveges Kasha. We don't know yet fully why that should be. Why is there a link between the issues? But this much seems to be clear from the Sukh itself. Okay, Daniel from before.
Yeah, I have two questions now. One from before and one from now.
Okay.
So the one from before was, I don't understand the Gemara's diuk that they're making, or Rashi called it the Shas makes a diuk, that oh, they're only talking about Ben Tzagag, so it must be Kuleyamal, Sasagag is Mavshir. Talking about
Oretz,
there's no such thing as a
svasagag
when it's an Oretz.
Oretz is like saying emsagag.
Give it. It's talking about Oretz. There is no construct.
I know, but the Braisa talk about a case. Chose the case to talk about. So why talk about Oretz? That's the deal. Why talk about Oretz? Talk about svasagag. Same thing. I want to tell you a case of Oretz, which is analogous. Emsagag, seemingly because it wants to imply that Tzfasagag would have not been a machlokas.
Maybe you want to talk about Oretz because you have
to No, so that's why there's a diuk, because he chose the case. He chose the case of Oretz, which is Ki'iwi chose the case of Emsagag. That's the Gemara's diuk. Okay, what's the idea?
The second argument of Eger is that, according to Rabbi Kibbe Eger,
Okay, let's go. Yeah. Rafi?
On the premise for the Kiyu Yutasha, why is it, like, from the stop again, that just because we're trying to make a Tiyuk down the Rosuna Lingo Halafa, that we're going to be trying to make a Tiyuk down the Svara Rosuna also? And you can just very well say that Mark's not dealing
with Svara. Okay. I hear. You're quibbling a little bit in the kasha, okay, but the Havan is clear. Right? He thought that, you know, I mean, it would be a nafkamina lahalach. Because what would be if it would be a case of less than a tefach? The Funa would say that there is a shita that's machshir, even less than a tefach, based on good asik. There would have implications in halacha too. Right. Yeah.
I don't understand how it would hold that it could be possible for Kuleyama Pesula. Why
wouldn't Sula meaning if it doesn't pass a test of diyum then because it has to be a certain shiur.
But we're obviously holding the same case.
But mean kuyam of Sula meaning if I can't say diyum, it would have to mean Sula. Once I don't have diyum in it, what it would mean? Sula it based on good asik.
It
would
not
be
changing the case. Like
I hear. Okay. For that kasha. Okay. Right, you can't say it's worse than it, right. It wouldn't be worse than Misadjum, correct? Dalia.
In light of that, can you then just say that the machlokas between Emsa and Svasagag isn't both dealing with Yumdin?
That's again, so you're thinking that there are two different machlokas in there, then why is one a chidish more than the other? It's two unrelated, independent issues. In other words, maybe I would argue one case. Mitzad Yumdin, yes, and Mitzad Good Asik, no, and vice versa. Maybe vice versa. I could take sides and say Good Asik, yes, Yumdin, no, or the other way around, Yumdin, yes, Good Asik, no. Why should I assume one pushes the other? Again, if you have Yumdin, then obviously that could work in any case. But if I don't have the criteria that necessary to meet the Hefshir of Yumdin, then I have to deal with Good Asik. So the question is, would it be for sure that I should say Good Asik if I hold up Yumdin, or would I say no? If the Yumdin works, and the Yumdin works, and the Yumdin doesn't work, then I don't know if I have anything to fall back on. Maybe I have nothing to fall back on. Okay, let's come back to the question of halacha, and then we get into the Hemshach HaSugya with Yumdin. But let's see the question in the Rambam. That Rabbi Ahar is Misyachis to the Rambam, and the Ran is Misyachis to the Rambam. And Rav Chaim, of course, Misyachis to the Rambam. Let's get to Rav Chaim, Mitzvashem. The Rambam paskins, first of all, he paskins by Amud. This is in Perek Dalet Halacha Yudalet. After the case of Ichtaba that he mentions, the Amid Aleph, Bana Ba'amud B'yeshbo Hechshe Sukha Psula, She'en Elo Mechitzus HaNikaros, V'nimsa Al Gava Amud Tzchach Kasha B'lo Tfanos. This is the Rambam by Amud. It's not called Mechitzus Nikaros, so it's like you have no walls. Good. We'll see. We were Mochiach, how the Rambam would hold here. Let's see the other Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph. Noatz Arba Kundisin Alab Zobios Hagag. This is a case of Sfas Hagag, Sichich Al Gabon. Hove Sichuch Al Sfas Hagag Sheira. The Rohan is a Mochitzus Atachtonus Kiwi in Olos Lamala Al Sfas Sichuch. So the Rambam Paskins Gehedya that Sfas Hagag is Kasha. Says the Ravid. Amar Avram Ze'e no Mechuvar. This is not clear. This is not correct. The Afilur of Nachman koi b'teiku ulechum. What's the kavan of the Ravid? That the Gemara has a shaila within Rav Nachman who says that they argue be'emsa agag. What about Sfas Agag? So maybe everyone agrees kasher, or maybe they argue there as well. The Gemara says teiku. So if it's a teiku, then we have to consider the possibility that they're arguing the Chachamim are passing even al Sfas Agag. And then we have to hold like the Chachamim. So how can the Rambam come off paskening kasher al Sfas Agag? It's against the sugya. This is a kasha of the Rambam. So the Rishonim already deal with the Rambam. Look at this with the Ran. Quoted by the Magen Mishnah B'Kitzur, but in the Ran. The Ran mentions initially that this is in fact probably why the Rif does not bring these halachas. The Gemara has a shayla about Sfas Hagag bein bizu bein machogis teiku. So what should be the halacha? Hilchach then says the Ran, kaimon kirabana. Va'afigu al Sfas Hagag miskashra. What do you need for a sukkah? Tfanos? You can't rely on anything short of that. We hold like the Chachamim, and we have to be choshesh that they're arguing even al Sfas Hagag. The cave and the bayin go ifshita natina lechumra. If we have an unresolved shayla that ends up being a teiku, we have to go with chumra. V'zehu das harif sheishmita min halachos and v'samach lo amas shehebi. He brings the halacha that you have to have two walls and shlisabil tefach, so that says it all. So I don't have to tell me anything about these cases because it's understood that it's not going to work because Sfas Hagag is possibly a machokes and therefore we have to go l'chum. Avo haramam zal pasak paragraph milchus shofar v'suka v'luav dal Sfas Hagag sheira. So the Rambam explains, why does the Rambam hold this way? Rufisha huzal hayogores v'rav Nachman omar be'emtza agag machokes avo asfas agag divri hakok shera. And that was it. That was all he had in the Gemara. V'lo hayogores ibayluhu hakosu b'nischos shelanu. Everything that we have, starting with Hibayru, the Rambam did not have in the Gemara. Apparently, this was a Girsas HaGaonin. The Zuhi Girsas HaShvira Gonza. So, according to the Ram's suggestion, how did the Rambam read in the Gemara? Rav Nachman Omar. Rav Nachman Omar, the Emsa Hagag Machokes, Avo Asfas Hagag, he had those words as well, Mefurish. We'll have to see. Rav Chaim apparently didn't have those words either in the Rambam. We'll have to wait for that. But the Ram is saying the Ram had more words than just Bamsig Machokis. He had the following words also. Avo, al Sfas Hagag de Hakok Sheira. He didn't have Ibayruhu, Bamsagag Machokis. See, if you would take out from the Ibayruhu, then all you had was Bamsagag Machokis, period. Which means the Gemara did not say anything about Sfas Hagag. But there was no shaila, there was nothing stated. But then already, it's a bigger leap to start saying that it's kasher. Because we're going to have to start imagining Sfaris, why it should be that way. So we'll have to see. But that was part of driving Rav Chaim to learn pshat in the Rambam, al derech Rav Aminahar, not the way that the Ran and the Ritva learn pshat. But Umaisa, the Ran says that the Rambam had the girsa That was the gears. There was no Ibaylu. So the Rambam was able to pass in the Furish that it's kosher. But arrived he sigo, Ubulash and Zed Kasav Zayn of Chumer, the Philip Nachman Kay, but take a Chumer Fisher, who's out, like Goris, he gives us in his host Shagan. We'll finish the round in a second. Let's just consider the following. So we have a new answer for the Rambam. His Girsa is not against his Pesach at all. His Girsa actually supports it, the way the Rambam quotes it. The Gemara said before, Sfas Agag Kosh. And Kach may be the Magid Mishnah, as you'll see, right, on the Rambam. Bahabim and Agaonim Zal, he says a few lines in, Einam Gorisim Hayi Bailu, Klau, Haki Kamar, Ram Nachman, Ram Sagag Chogis, Abbas Pesagag Shera, Alocha Kirav Nachman, and that's clear, as Ram Nachman is the one who passing like it, Dravuna Itosa, Bechen Kasa Beshem Halochas Harab Rit Ari Evin Gaius, Beshem of Shriog, Rishrael Gaonim, the Girsuzu Nirisli Iker. He likes this Girsa, the Osa Girsa of Nachman, Osa Lafrugi, Behedia, El Bedin Emsagag. Okay. L'chora, there's something else in Cheshbon that should be help us to understand the Shitaso, the Rambam, versus the those who paskin that we should be machmir of Sfas Agag like the Chachamim. Not just the Cheshbon of the Girsa, like the Ran says, but something else in Svar. We showed that the Rambam, the Chaim ends up coming out with this also, that the Rambam understood the issue of Mechitzos She'en Nikaros, that Rava was talking about. How do you understand it? We had one shot of the Ran and the Ritva, that what does it mean? It's a din by Sukkah. It's a din by Sukkah, you need Mechitzos Nikaros. You need a real dolphin. The other pshat, and that's one pshat. The other pshat was that it's halach and good asik, that I can't say good asik if the machitza that I'm bringing up is not a machitza that's strong, it's a machitza, it's not a machitza she'en lo toch, it's not a machitza nikeres, it's a machitza that has no toch, I don't say good asik. Now, when it comes to the next part of the Gemara, the machlokas that exists by the Chachamim, by Emsa Hagag, so what's the issue here? Or Sfas Hagag, start Sfas Hagag. So Sfas Hagag, if they argue by Sfas Hagag, so what would be the basis for their argument? So now we have to understand what's the issue that we had before. If the issue that we had before was one of Heker, that Sukkah needs a real dolphin, so the reason the Chum argue is basically that this is the problem, I don't have a real dolphin, it's not Nikah. It's an issue of Rava. And we're not going to be machalek between the case of Amud and the case of Bais. So it's pretty straightforward why the Chacham disagree. It's the same issue as before that Rava had. And Rav Yaakov had a reason to be machmir and to be machshir, but we're not going that way. We're not going to machalek, like Tosu says, between Nikaras Babais or not Nikaras Babais. We're going to passel across the board. But according to the other Svar, there was a din in good asik. So why the Chachamim not accepting? Why are they arguing? What was the Svar? Because you need the Mechitzos to go up. And if we say Bein Bezu, Bein Bezu Machokes, that means we're creating a new problem for the Chachamim. It's not the default problem that we know about by Sukkah. And they're not Mechalik between Bayis and Amud. It's a new problem. Where is it more mistaver to understand that the Chachamim that we paskin, it's possible by Sfas Hagag? With which approach? If the approach is that it's the problem of Sukkah, it's the problem of understanding it's not Nikar. Maybe it's considered Nikaros Babais. It's a good Svar, it's a compelling Svar, it's not a compelling Svar. Hard Svar to hear. So then it's a lot easier, if you go with the approach of the Ran and the Ritva, a lot easier to hear that we should end up paskening like the Chachamim, that they argue by Sfas Hagag as well. Because the Svar is Mestaver. It's the same Svar as before. It's all good. And we're not Machalik. However, if the problem that's created here for the Chachamim, if you argue on Sfas Hagag, is a new halacha that has to extend out, do we find it anywhere else? I'll give you a mashal. The Gemara in Erevin has good asik by Din D'Rabbanan of Gagin. Yeah, if you have two houses, and the two houses each has a roof. So the question is, carrying from one roof to the other, carrying on each roof individually. So the Mishnah talks about this halacha, Kol Gagos Ha'ir, Shus Achas, if it's a separate reshus, then there might be a problem of carrying on the roof. So what does that mean? So you can't carry from one roof to the other unless you create an Eruv HaChatzeres. Because even though it's always just a yachid, but it's a separate, owned by a separate person, separate reshus. So Chum don't allow carrying. Then the Gemara brings, Itmar Rava Amar Emet Haltrin Bo Ela Bedal Rames. So you cannot carry, even on the same roof, more than Dalet Amos. That's Rav. Why? Because if you can't carry to another roof, then it's considered what's called Parutz L'Makom HaAsura. If the Gag is opened to an area that you couldn't carry to, then you can't carry on this roof either. Shmuel Amar Mutu L'Talta B'Kula. Mutu, so I mean Rashi. The Arba Amos, the Kemen the Rabbanon Kol Echad B'Shus La'atzmo. Rashi says this is for Shitas Rav. If every Gag is its own Rishus and they're open to each other, so it's like a Rishus Prutza B'Milua L'Makom HaAsila. If it's open to an area that you can't carry to, you can't carry here either more than Dalet Amos. And what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel says Mutu L'Talta B'Kulo Shemachitzos Hamavdilos L'Mata Aminan Gudaskinu L'Malo V'Yafidu Beinei. So what does Shmuel hold? That since they're mechitzas in the bais, so they're going up on the roof, and therefore it's like I have a separation. So Mark explains. The mechitzas hanikaros, with peitasim and aleph and erevin. The mechitzas hanikaros, the kuyam alo pligi. If it's mechitzas nikaros, that Rashi says, ena batim mechubarim, v'yesh avir b'neihem, u'mechitzas habatim nirin la'omdim al agag, you can see if you're on the roof that there's a separate mechitza from one house, they're not flush one with the other, that when you look below, you see clearly a separate mechitza. Kuyam alo pligi, says Rashi, darmina bu good asik. The damu la'omud b'shus harabim, here Rashi, another marker of Rashi, that omud b'shus harabim works midin good asik. That's another one of those Rashis. Da'abim shus hayachim shim good asik. So to here, if it's nikar for sure, we say good asik. Ki pligi v'mechitzos she'en nikaros. Sha'agagen v'chubar v'yachad v'machasen v'mechitzos she'ben ha'diyurin. And therefore, since they're flush with each other, you can't see a separate mechitza. So that's where the machokes Rav and Shmuel, this is an example of mechitzos she'en nikaros v'negeh din d'rabbanan of gagos. No, Rabosai, do I hear any indication here of requiring that the mechitza has to go up into the roof a slight amount? There's no indication that that's a requirement. So l'chara, you don't see any sugyas anywhere in Shas that come away with this new halacha, this new requirement that for good asik you need to have, that it has to extend into the new rishus. We don't find it. So Elamai, why does the Gemara mention it? The Gemara mentioned it as a possibility that maybe, even if you go with it, maybe they're arguing even, I mean, if you Al-Sfas HaGag, and you're going to have to come up with a new pshat of the Machlokes. But that's not a real, it's not a tenable position. So, I'm just pointing out, the Rambam who goes Al-Derech Rav Avram, as we've seen already, the way the sugya plays out, the Rambam holds that Amud is the dinner of Rishus Amud b'shus harabim is a din of b'shus hayachid, not because of din of mechitzos of gurasik. So what did the Rambam, how did the Rambam learn the sugi? The Rambam learned the sugi that you can't say gurasik if you don't have mechitzos that are nikar, and it's a different halacha by Amud. So the Rambam's Pshat in the Gemara would mean that there's a new halacha in Gudasik that has to extend it to new rishus. We don't find that. Okay, so according to the Pshat of the Ran and the Ritva, and we say Rashi, we hear more reason why Sfasagag could be us. According to the Pshat of the other Pshat, Brahman Ahar, so then the Gemara mentions it, but the Gemara doesn't really stay with it. That's one in it. Just another point to notice in the Ran. The Ran finishes, and he says, "Lufi das harava fasiza." So according to the Rif, that Svas Hagag doesn't work because of, we don't say good asik. Ki aminan be Gemara, ki itzbrich hilchisa legud or love of dofen akumba. The Gemara later concludes that we have halacha mishmi Sinai for various halachas, including good. So where does good fit? Where do they have application? Man did money good asik ba'adayu. If you're counting good, le'inyan Shabbos itmar. So good asik has only application for Shabbos. The gabi sukkah leka gavna the name of a good asik. The hamaskinan da'filas fasagag psula. Let's take this right apart. What is he saying here? If you hold like the Rif, which means that Sfasagag is pasul. Why is Sfasagag pasul? Because we go chomem. Why is it pasul? Because it's not called nikaros. That's the Rashit. Right? It's not called nikaros. Not kendira. The bias is not good enough. That's nikav bias. It's not good. So therefore, where does good asik have application? Not by sukkah. Where do we have to go? We have to go to Shabbos. Where by Shabbos?
Sacrifice.
Tail. That's the Rav Lishitas. Tail versus a rabbin, like Rashi, that's based on good asik. But by sukkah, there's no way you can have good asik. So that halacha is only set for Shabbos. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, we have another case by sukkah. What case? Tfanos ima gius l'schach. How is it considered to be kosher? It has to reach the top. Now, what's the response to that? The Ran holds that you don't need them. Not like the Meir, right? The Ran holds that just the fact that it reaches 10 Fakim is enough. You don't need it. Good. That's Pshat in the Ran. So where is that application? That's application for Shabbos. Where? Amud. No, Rabosai. But if you hold like the Meiri, if you hold like the Rambam, that the Geder of Amud B'Shus HaRabim, that is a dinner of Shusha Yachid, is not based on Gudashik. So the Hadra Kushya Saran Luduchta. So now, if you read our Sugya, so where would there be application for the din of good? According to the Rambam, according to those who can't and don't learn Amud based on Gudashik. So he says, the Rambam says, Fasagag is Kasha. Right? Fasagag is Kasha. But if you hold in the side of the Gemara, that's Fasagag is pasul. What's the answer?
It's a Pascal.
No, simple.
I don't say it's a Pascal.
No. By Sukkah? No.
If you hold the needs to reach it.
Okay, so you always fall back on that. You can always go back to that. But what about my Shabbos? No, simple. By Shabbos? No. What's the problem by Sfasagag? What's the problem? What's the reason why is it possible by Sfasagag? Because they're not Nikaros. Why are they not Nikaros? Because they're not going in. So what if they go in a little bit? Simple. No, the pshat of Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar is muchach, you could say, from this kasha. Okay, you could have said because of sukkah, to get to the schach. If you hold that way, then that also has an application. But if you don't accept that, if you hold that, you can just go 10 tefachim high by sukkah. So then we're back to the problem. So where would good asik have application? If you hold, again, the Ram holds kasha Sfasagag. If you hold Sfasagag is pasul, and you have the gear sitting more entertains the possibility of Sfasagag is pasul. And Rav Huna said it anyway, right? So where would there have been a case of good asik? But the answer is, Sfas Hagag is pasul based on what? According to this pshat, why is Sfas Hagag pasul? Not because of a sukkah issue, because of what? Because it's not nichnas into the rishus that it's, you want to say good asik for. But let's say it would. Simple. That would be the case. We're good to have application when it would go into the other issues. That pshat ends up allowing us to answer the Ran's kasha. The pshat of why Tzfas Agag is no good. According to the Ran and the Ritva, Tzfas Agag is no good because you need Nikaros. Finished. So then we're left with a question. So where does good asik apply? By sukkah doesn't work unless you say the case of ten, where it doesn't reach the schach. But says the Ran, it applies by Shabbos. Where by Shabbos? By the Amud. By the Amud, that's the Ran Lishitaso. The Amud has good asik. That's why it's Rishus HaYachid. But if you hold that the Amud is Rishus HaYachid without it being a good asik, then you couldn't learn pshat in the Gemara that the problem of Tzfas Agag has to do with sukkah. Because you may run into the Ran's problem, then where's good asik going to have application? Because Shabbos by Amud doesn't need good asik. And sukkah might not have any application of good asik now because it's not Mechitzus Nikaros. Unless you have the Pnei Yeshua's case where it doesn't meet the schach. So then you're forced to learn the Gemara the other way. That the Gemara is saying a new point. That the problem of Tzfas Agag is not a problem of sukkah. The problem was, that we mentioned up with Rava before was a problem of good asik. That it was no toch. And that problem doesn't exist over here. So what's the problem over here? A new problem. That it didn't go into the new Rishus. Okay, so then the case that good asik would apply to would be when it went into the other Rishus. Then the whole problem doesn't start. Of course there'd be application to good asik. It's only here when the Mechitzas Abayis did not go into the over and above that. But once it entered the Rishus, that's good asik. Again, the Ran doesn't know of any of this because the Ran didn't learn the Pshat in the Gemara that way. But the Ran's question that seemingly when do we have good asik, the way that the others learned the sugya. Again, if the Ram didn't have a gear, he didn't have a gear. But there was a Rav Huna who said that there's a machokis by Tzfas Agag. So what do you do at that point at the Ram? Where would good asik apply? If Tzfas Agag doesn't work, where does good asik apply? Simple! When it took, what extent to the new Rishus? That would be the answer to the Ram's question. Okay, so we have application for Shabbos. But you couldn't say what the Ram said. The Ram said it has application for Shabbos by Amud. That doesn't work. You don't need good asik for Amud. You don't need good asik for Amud. So when you have an application of good asik, the answer is when it goes up. Lahalach, and to say we say it by the Rabbanan, that's not going to be good asik is halach mashmi sinai. You can't kick Erevin for that. You have to find a din d'oraisa. So you'll find a din d'oraisa when it would extend into the other issues.
According to the Ran, still, like a sukkah has two meanings. Number one, it has to be rishus. Number two, it must have a defunct. But to make a sukkah push or rishus, you're still going to have to say good asik applies. Well, it's not a good asik if I'm actually here from the standpoint of a sukkah. So I don't understand. How can you say that good asik is not going to apply by a sukkah? If the Ran holds that to make Rosh Hashanah off in the Shabbos, you need to say good asik, then you'll still need to play good asik.
When would you need it, and when would it work? You don't know. You just have tfanos. If you have tfanos that are let's say 10 tfachim high.
No,
you're saying like this. You're saying if it's in Shabbos, if it's magi, why is Rishus Yachid ad l'rakia? If that's based on good asik, so then shouldn't you need good asik to create the whole level of the sukkah beyond where the tfanos are?
Yeah.
Okay, but I mean, that's similar to the question of Pnei Yeshua too. Like, shouldn't you good asik to say that the tfanos could reach the schach? But if you say that the Ran holds apparently not that way, like many of you have shown him, that you don't need, and Rashi also is mashka that way. Look, Esther Kash and Rashi, Neuveh. Rashi holds that Amud works based on good asik. Amud by Shabbos. It's Meshus HaYach because of good asik. And Rashi's mashma here, the same sugya and our sugya, Rashi's mashma that when you're bringing up the tfanos of the Amud, just bring it up 10. And that solves the problem of the sukkah l'mal miyesrim. You don't need to bring the you don't need to bring it up to the top. So you see that mitzad echad by Shabbos you need to bring the amud all the way up to say good asik. And sukkah you just have to bring it up this much 10. I mean, right? I mean, you're asking. These sugyas, these issues that you're raising, this is the sugya later in Dav Zayin. I mean, you're bringing up important in Yanin. This is the sugya Dav Zayin. We're going to get there, Yes Hashem. Now, when you're, the migo davidofen l'sukkah, havidofen l'shabbos, what you're asking right now is touching on the crux of the sugya Dav Zayin. When you're asking, do you need, there should be a din of Rishus HaYachid for sukkah? does it have to have a status mishnah for Shabbos to be kosher don for sukkah? These are the sugyas in Dazai. If it counts for one, can we carry it over to the other? That overlap is going to come. Now if we're in the sugya, it becomes easier to learn Dazai. Okay, we have a tosis to still do. The tosis in the beginning of the sugya. Savar abayi l'meimar. Sorry, Ethan, yeah.
Earlier when we gave the pshat to the Rambam, that no, we would never see any other sugya that goes like that chachamim that says that you would need a little bit above. Would that then mean to say then the Rambam wouldn't need to change the girsa?
Right. I'm saying, you know, separate from the issue of the girsa, it could be that just the fact that the Gemara entertains a possibility that Svasa God, the arguing, it could be seen not as a real possibility. It's only part of the Shat of Atarya. In other words, the Gemara says, Lema dev diyuftu b'tarti. The Emma says, it is diyuftu b'tarti. But Rav Huna could push back and say, no, really, Bam Sagag, they argue too. But that's just for Rav Huna, lame answer for Rav Huna. But to say they argue the Spasagag is to bring this new svara, which is a not a mainstream svara. So the Gemara says it to defend Rav Huna. But Lamaisa, we really don't embrace it, and the Haraya, all the sugyas that talk about Gudasik, they don't have this extra requirement. So that's what I'm saying, even separate from the Girsa issue, because the problem that's created for the Chacham Asfasagag is not from the Gufa Sugya, it's like a Nuchisaran that we don't find anywhere else, it's easier for the Rambam to step back away from it and say, we don't accept that. Whereas if the problem of Asfasagag is the problem of Rav of Amud, Elamai, we needed to find a reason to be machalik and say it's better, and that svar is a limb svar. It's a svar that we may have to say if in fact Kuli Alma hold kosher. Tosa says it. But that's why Rav Chaim, again, you'll get to Rav Chaim Thursday, Mr. Shem. Rav Chaim was very concerned because his girsa in the Rambam was just end the words of the Gemara after Rav Nachman finishes saying the emtsa agag machlokes. And then from Ibrahim, who the Ram didn't have, but which means he didn't have the words Abu Asfasagag Dindakuk Shev, because that's only part of the Ibrahim, on one side of the Ibrahim. So he just assumed that the Ramam just had the Emsagag Machokas, which means, seemingly, that the Asfasagag, we're totally in the dark. So if Chaim initially starts with the Pshat of the Ritva and the Ran, and says, I don't understand. Like, you want to say Sfasagag is better? Why? Because of Svara that Tosis brings, the Chashe Bachitzos Ikaros Femi Amru, Nikaros Mavayis. Tosis is saying it because the Gemara is presenting a real possibility that Sfasagag Didakuk Shera knew we have to come up with a Svara L'chalik. But if we don't have any mention of the Gemara, Sfasagag is different. And if I have a problem, I'm Be'em Sagag based on it, that I need a dolphin for Sukkah and it's not Mechitzos Nikaros. So why am I going to suddenly invent a Svara like Tosis L'chalik if I don't have any strong reason to make such a distinction? So Rav Chaim ends up using that as part of why he wants to reinterpret the Gemara according to the Rambam, that the Svara of Rav was not a Svara in Sukkah, it was a Svara in Gudasik. He was Machaber to Avram ben Ahar, and that's why it ends up following that the Rambam Mela holds that Sfasagag has no problem. Because there never was a problem of no Toch, there is a Toch. I'm saying that you'll see. So I mean, I took from this Rav Chaim this idea that the pshat that Rav Nahar gives in the Gemara for the Chacham Asfasagag, that's kind of like a new svar that Mechitesa we have to follow the implications of that. We don't find it anywhere else. But within Rashi and the Ritva and the Ran, the default should be that it should be a problem of Asfasagag. So the problem of the Ram is much stronger. But the Rambam Mishitaso, who didn't learn pshat like the Ritva and the Ran, so it's Misvara, it's a lot more palatable to understand that Sfasagag is kosher. Separate from the Girsa issue.
Maybe it's Pashal Rabbi Yaakov.
Yeah, it can be. Lachaka Chachamim. Yeah. Okay. What does Tosa say? Sava Bai Lameimar. This is the beginning of the Sugya by the Amud. Sava Bai Lameimar, good Asik Mechitzta. So Tosa says, Lebesof Masik, Beinan Mechitzos and Ikaros. So Tosis prefaces his question by saying that the Gemara concludes, meaning whose conclusion was it? The Sof Masik. That's what Rava told Abaye. So what does Tosis say this? We'll see in a second. The Sof Masik, in between the Lo Dami. And it's not similar to the case later, Lesikech Agab Yach Sadra, She'en Lepitzimin D'Shili Pirkin. It's not a kasha from the case later, a person makes frach over, let's say, like an area which is an overhang. Let's say you have a house, and then you say two houses, you have a courtyard in between, you know, two houses, and you have coming out of the front door, like a little overhang of both sides, and then, and it's four amos or more from the house, from the wall of the house, so you can't use dofen akuma. And then what do? You put schach on the area that's the gap that's between the two overhangs. So pitzimin would have meant that there's actually something coming down, like a column's coming down. Engel pitzimin means it's just the overhang itself, the porch on top, right? And now you have schach. It's Rashi's pshat. Okay. So there is a shita there that says, we say, p'tik v'yorid b'sosi. That I don't have the walls of the house now because it's too far away. I can't see dofen akuma. But what do I have? This overhang, so now there's a p'tikva, right? The little mouth of this overhang can now be viewed as coming down. Rashi compares this to what we call good achis mechitzta. Asik means going up, ole, and achis is nachis, right? Achis, good achis means going down. So p'tikva, the sosim, is like what we would call good achis, the opposite of good asik, good achis. So what is the tikra? Yorid v'sosim. The edge of this overhang is now can be considered as if it can come down and create a wall. So you have your third wall. Now you have two more walls. So what's bothering Tosfos? So chayra, we say we need bina mechitzas nikaros. Tosfos says you have it. The pitikra chashiv shapir mechitzas nikaros. What does he mean? Why is it called mechitzas nikaros? Because I have that edge that I'm starting with, that's I'm bringing down, that's called nik. Now, let's understand. This kash of Tosis is within what pshat of the Gemara of being machitzas nikaros. So l'chor it's obvious, no? What's the pshat that Rav Avraham and Ahar gave? That being machitzas alach and good asik, that you have to be able to have a machitza with a toch in order to pull it up. No, is there a problem here? Machitza with a toch, you have a toch, there's no problem. It's not an issue of it, not closed up. Pashtus Yisifentosus, that he holds Alderach, the Ritva, and the Ran, and as we said, Rashi, that the problem is that you need Fanus for Sukkah. The Ran says, Kendira. So how can you use an imaginary wall? You don't have, so that's Tosus Kasha. To add to that, Tosus answers that the P'tikra, that counts for Nikaros. That's the way Tosus is explained. But what did Tosus start off by saying? Lebesof Masik. What is that? The Dibar Maschil is at Sabra Baye, and Lebesof Masik. Why don't just put the Dibar Maschil on Bina Mechitzas Nikaros Veleka? I mean, that's what it says. Lebesof Masik. That means Amalei Rava Bina Mechitzas Veleka. Pashup Shat, Rabbi said. Pashup Shat. No. Tosus Shem, Dibar Maschil, Bina Mechitzas Veleka, Velo Dami, Lesigot Gabi Aksatra. Instead, what's Tosus do? Sabra Baye Lameima. Lebesof Masik. Vilo dummy. What's the pshat? So if you look at the Gemara, you'll know what's the pshat. Okay, so take a look at the Gemara. You'll see exactly what Tosis had in mind. The bottom of Yud Ches Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Itmar, Sikech Agab Yachsadra Sheyesh La Pitzimin Ksheira. That's the case of an Achsadra that has columns going down. Each one is lover to the other one. That's for sure good. But then, She'en La Pitzimin, that's what Tosis is asking from, Achsadra, She'en la pitzimin means that there's no columns. Abaye amar ksheira. Rava amar psula. Abaye amar ksheira, says the Gemara, Amrinan pitikwa yor v'sose. And Rava amar psula lomin pitikwa yor v'sose. And the Gemara is going to explain why not. No, so the whole kasha is from who? It's from Abaye. So now Tosus can only ask a kasha from Abaye. But Abaye says over here by Amud, that we say good afik mechitzda. So what's the kasha? The Tosus. So Tosus says, no. Lebesof masik, b'ina mechitzas nikaros v'leka. So Tosus assumes that Abaye was mekabel Rava's tshuva. And that's why Tosus assumed that way, because the Lashon HaGemara is mashma that way. What does Gemara say? Don't say Abaye Omar. Good asik. What does the Gemara say? Savar Abaye lemeimar. And then Rava said to him, Amalei Rava b'ina. So the way Tosus interpreted the Gemara, Abaye didn't hold his ground. The Gemara is presenting like Abaye had such a thought, and Rava knocked it down and says it's not correct. which means Abaye bought into Rava's taina. As soon as Rava set him straight, so Abaye recognizes that it was not going to work. You couldn't say it. And Tosis interpreted that you need, Sukkah needs real tfanos. So now Tosus sets up the kasha. It was so masik that Abaye was mekabel what Rava said. Now the problem is, how could Abaye be machshir velo dami l'sigah be'achsada? That Abaye was machshir. Abaye l'chara didn't hold by this. At the end, he doesn't hold. He accepted Rava. So what do you answer for that? The answer is that's called mechitzas nikaros. But it's clear Tosus was going out there after Ritva and the Ran, and Tosus doesn't have the prefaces to make to set up the kasha of Rava. No, because the amud, it's the outer layer of the amud, so that all you have is totally opposite the machitza that you're bringing up, it's totally closed. Here, opposite the tikra, the p-tikra, it's this adir. Now you're just bringing it down. Because the p-tikra goes here, and what do you have next to it? Open. That kinegdo, it's open.
The stuck is in the middle there, right?
Yeah, stuck is in the middle, but so stuck is over it. Yeah, but the so now you're bringing down the dofen from the pitik. So that's open. Has a toch. But the issue is, yeah, but it's not mechitz nikaros for sukkah. It says it's nikar because of that. Because of the pitik. Yeah, I see.
What's different by the achis that we don't need 10 tefachim in order to comply the law?
Right. But to say good asik, you need it has to be 10 tefachim. That's the first mitzvah here. Saying good asik is different. Yeah, that's a good question. That could be, can that be sugyulate of a pitikra? Rashi says, when the Gemara mentions at the end of the sugya machitza in there, that you need the halacha for good, Rashi includes pitikra in the list. Rashi says later on, Heya mid, Vava mid-beis, yeah. Vava mid-beis, Rashi says, good, le'echad etzarech le'megad, when you have to pull, megad means to be meshoch, o good achis, o asik. Kigon achsad v'bikwa pitruka yoy v'sosim. Yeah, we have to be ma'ayin. Why? Right. You don't find, that's maybe the unique chidush of pitikwa, that it doesn't require that much down. In the other case, in the Mishnah areas, the Mishal Shul Tfanos, in Ma'al Lamata, you have to have a certain shir. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah. If we're going to answer to Abaye and say the case on that your test is going to be more nigger than our case of Amud, it's now Kasha and Rabbah. Because why is Rabbah?
Yeah, so again, that's the sugya there. That's the sugya of Pitikra. That could be the issue that you're ringing in also. Yeah. Pitikra is, it's an application of good achis, but it's not mamish exactly the same thing.
We couldn't felt the right to be able to ask an Abaye based on Pitikra, meaning.
But it's only a kasha on Abaye if he accepts the premise of Rabbah of Chisus Nikos. Yeah, Mickey.
Why does the Ron feel the need to ask from to give shot for the riff that he doesn't hold of any good when he could just say he holds of good achis?
Yeah, okay, good. Why not say good achis? You have it for good achis. Good, also good. Oh, good question. Okay. Milcha. That's one that's